Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
All right. Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, and we are going to reawaken your spirit, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I, along with special guests here from time to time, we're going to be coaching you Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you haven't done this already, go ahead and share the call with other people. They can dial in the 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithnicola. Now, listen, guys, it's a new week. It's a new start. It's a new series, and I am extremely excited for what is about to happen to you. But we've got to talk about this week, from the bottom to the top, what do I have to give up to go up? Guys, I know we have been coming here week after week after week after week, and there's some people who are like, I got it. I get it. I believe. Pushing, but they're not seeing what they thought they'd see. And so we're asking God right now to move anything that's in the way for your success. All I can tell you is that as I have been traveling throughout the nation, you know, we're on our breakthrough tour. We're going from a city to a city, and it has been amazing. God has blessed us immensely. But I was just sharing with my business partner, Clay Jones. I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, God has given me some gifts, and I begin to really develop those gifts. And one of the things, I'm like, wow, I wish that sometime, and I don't mean that, Lord. I just, the things that I see when I look into people's eyes, the windows to the soul, the things that I see. And I just am praying for people to see themselves the way that God sees them. But we got to give up some stuff, family. It's your time. It's your time. And so we got to go to the Lord right now, because some of the burdens are super heavy. Some of the burdens seem like they are just indescribably painful, but it has nothing to do with the purpose in your life to succeed at a high level. Father, together, Father God, we thank you. We honor you on this day, for you are amazing, oh God. We lift you up on high, oh dear Lord. We're thanking you right now that we're moving anything out of the way that severs our relationship with you. We're thanking you, oh dear Lord, that our belief is increasing even right now. We're thanking you right now that the people under the sound of my voice, oh dear Lord, they're awakening, oh Father God, in their spirit. We're thanking you right now that they're at full attention so that they can know what thus says the Lord for them in their life. Father God, right now as we're moving from the next level to the next level, oh dear Lord, let us be careful to acknowledge you. Let us be careful to understand that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We're thanking you right now that we're giving up all the things that we have had in our life that have hindered us from the major, major success that you have for us. That we're turning to you in a way from the ways that we've had, the habits, the thoughts, up your way and your will. Dear Lord, we're thanking you that you are designing us even now, that the leaders are arising. They are waking up. They're realizing that nothing deserves the time more than you and the promises for their life. As we're giving up, oh dear Lord, to go up, we'll be careful to acknowledge you. We won't get to the top and forget you. We'll make sure, oh dear Lord, that we'll continue to work as unto the Lord. as we're sealing this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, have your way. As I'm decreasing, you're increasing even now. We seal this prayer with the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So, guys, good morning, good morning, good morning. And I need you to know here, obviously, we're still on, we're still traveling. We're heading back, you know, on this afternoon here. And, you know, I'm in Washington State. We've been on the West Coast. And as we're here right now, I'm feeling you guys, West Coasters. I love you even more, have even more respect for you. I always did, but I'm up early in the morning. It's 5 a.m. on your time. And to be able to travel and see the people who are saying that they're consistently and they're committed to Power Start Your Day. But what I want to see for each and every one of you on the line is I want to see you shed whatever it is, the tears, the drama, the people, whatever it is that you need to give up in order to go up. I want you to understand something, that we have a scripture on this morning that many people quote, but they don't believe. We're coming out of Luke 1 and 37, and the word of God says to you, for nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Let me tell you guys something. You've got to begin with the end in mind. You first have to identify. I need you to remember this, that if you can even conceive it, if you can even think it, if it even comes up in a whim of your mind, it is possible with God. Now, I can assure you that there are some other things that's going to be happening in the mix. Like, one of the things is going to be God's will for your life. And some of the things that we believe were designed to break us is actually making us. I need you to understand that we need a shift in our belief system. As I travel throughout the nation, and I can tell you, I can see people, and as I meet them, I hug them, I talk to them, and I look in their eyes, and I can see that there's some people who know without a shadow of a doubt that they're taking their spot. And then there are others who believe that's not true for me. We got to start identifying and writing some things down. We don't want to do the work. We've got to do the work. Like, sometimes the work is not big labor. Sometimes it's just picking up a pen and paper and writing down something as simple as what's true for me. You're going to have to abandon some things. You're going to have to let go. I need you to understand that there is a promise for you to prosper. I know it does not seem like that, because you might be asking yourself right now, who's done it in my family? Who's done it in my circle? How many times have I failed? How many times have I quit? You might even say, I'm in, but I'm here to let you know you're idle. You're not moving towards your promise. I want you to start believing that you're growing, but you just may not be able to see it. We've got to increase our faith. I need you to think about something for a second. We keep talking about laws, and we keep talking about, like, the law of maybe sowing and reaping, and that means keep dropping seeds and dropping seeds and dropping seeds. And network marketing requires for you to continuously be dropping seeds and dropping seeds. And what I'm talking about is not dropping them on unfertile ground. As you begin to learn, as you begin to get to train, you begin to understand even where you should be prospecting, where you should be dropping seeds, where you should be spending your time, who you should be spending your time with. Seeds are going inside of a fertile ground, which is you. But I need you to understand that the growth, when seeds go down in the ground, it begins to sprout before you see it. You're changing. You're changing. I need you to say right now, I'm growing. You need to start speaking to yourself and through those dry, dead bones. You need to start speaking and say, I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm growing. I'm growing. I can't see it yet, but I'm growing. I need you to understand that we're training you to give up the need for acceptance. Don't you understand that for you to grow to your most powerful, through your most powerful potential, is that you're going to have to be rejected? But what you have to give up and what you have to do is stop rejecting yourself, because you are alive. Just because you're under the sound of my voice, no one is dead who is under the sound of my voice. Don't you understand that just because you can hear me, you are still counted in the numbers of the winners? When you start thinking about even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is the greatest man who ever walked this earth, is still being rejected, but it does not count him out as the truth, as being God. I need you to think about like Gandhi or Martin Luther King Jr., who even people who walked with him hated him. They were really with him, but it did not stop him from pursuing his promise. You need to stop allowing your haters to slow you down. Allow them to motivate you to take your spot at the top, as long as the hater is not yourself. God had me come to earth packaged up as a woman. Woman. And I need you to understand that with that comes a lot of rejection. With that comes a lot of disbelief, unbelief, hateration. A lot of that comes with people who try to put obstacles and blocks. But because I believe the word of God that I just shared with you, that nothing is impossible without him, he counted me in. He already created the plan, so nobody else to disrupt the plan but ourselves. Even the angels say, but what is man? All we are is lower than God, because he made us in the likeness of his own. In the world, can something that is made in the likeness of the image of God, not only if you believe you can. So guess what we got to do? All we got to do is believe we can. I am telling you right now that the moment you believe that your life is truly worth living, you're going to start doing something different with it. You're going to start creating more and doing more. When you understand that you are what you believe, you're looking at other people. I tell people all the time, don't look at me like an icon. Look at me as an example of what you believe. So we're going to talk about some things that you need to do so you can give up, so you can go up. Obviously, belief is one of the biggest things, but you got to start pushing past what's uncomfortable. You ain't comfortable? No way. Come on, let's tell the truth. You got to give up all them habits. Sometimes you got to give up some peace. You got to give up some sleep. You got to give up some things. But let me tell you something. Just don't give up on yourself. You're going to have to create a habit. They're the same habits you have that's stopping you. We got to adopt some new habits. Start listening to just straight positivity. Position yourself for positivity. That's what prospers. And one of the things we have to do is start trusting ourselves. Sometimes in your darkest hour, you might have a thought believing that. Who or what do you think that is? Well, you might be in your darkest hour and you might have an inkling of hope. Many of us need to just get to know God a little bit more so that when he shows up, we know it's him. from doing things that abort your success. Stop going into situations and over and over and over that you know is not working. And you have to believe this one thing. I'm about to open up the call. Go ahead and get it queued, starting number one. You've got to understand and start believing that you're practicing to get paid, and that you have to understand that by consistent experimenting is the only way to succeed. Most people say, I don't want to be an experiment. I didn't even like science. But the only way for you to know what really works, call on this morning. Let's have some conversation. I missed you. We haven't had a chance to talk. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Let's pray we can open up this line. My Lord, oh, wow. Is this it? We're not going to be able to get in the queue on this morning. I saw you just a moment ago. Hold on now, you know, we're traveling. Listen, family, I just saw you. I saw all of your beautiful numbers in here, and I am trying to see what's happening. Okay, the board won't let you in, but I am assuring you that I'm sure you can hear me. I'm back in Atlanta on tomorrow. I saw your number, so I didn't call for help, but private message me because I'm going to call out some questions, and I need you to ask yourself this to go up. You know the truth. You already know what it is. This is the thing right here. A lot of us are playing with our own destiny because we're pretending we don't know what it is we have to give up to go up. Some of us might say it's so much. But can I tell you guys something? What I had to give up for me to go up? Give up my life as I knew it. Giving your life to Christ is not all about all of the religious jumbo that people are talking about. We're talking about giving up to where you say, I don't even want my life to be my own because it ain't working. I'm giving it back to you, the one who gave me life. And imagine that every single thing that you promised is possible. What does that mean? It means something different for each and every one of us. But you'll only find the answer in the presence of the person who has the answer, the guide. Taking your spot at the top requires you of God and yourself than you currently do. As we begin to go, you already know we go in the mindset, we go in the heart set, and we're going to go into some logistics. I'm going to give you some tools. I'm going to help you identify in case you're still in denial. You won't come out this series saying, I don't know what or who I have to give up to go up. You're going to know. Time to move. We're wrapping up a year, but it's beginning of something new. All I can say is, let's go.